Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
Hello, catch-uppers.
Yes, we roll with the word catch-up now.
Yes, you're not podcasters, you're catch-uppers.
Yeah, podcast is far too obsolete, so it's now catch-up. Good to have you with us today. We had another great show. Plenty of bangers. We got bangers coming up in the podcast.
No, we don't. There's absolutely no music in this podcast.
Correct.
Do you mean like a banger of some content?
Yeah, banging content. There is a banger in by way of my screams throughout the waxing.
That's true. That is going to be top trending on iTunes by the end of this podcast.
So you're going to hear me screaming throughout a banger. And we also talk about how your memory just makes up shit. Just makes up shit as it goes. Mine does it. Everybody's memory does it. There's a study that reveals that. We all love a good study. And my fiance, her memory is like a sieve and it puts jeopardy on our relationship, Ellie.
Did we talk about that on the show today? Memory.
I see what you're doing there.
Why am I saving all the best gags for the podcast?
Yeah.
Catch up. All right, we'll catch up with us now. Enjoy.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
Let's actually talk about unfortunate names because Amy Schumer, you know Amy Schumer, she's this comedian.
I know everyone here is like, how do we date you? Thank you. You can't. And not just because I'm not totally out of the woods with this UTI I have right now, but also...
Oh, I love her. She's one of my favourite females.
Yeah, she is good.
But you can date her. You can't date her now.
No, you can't.
Because she's married to a man named Chris Fisher, who's a chef, I believe. And the other day she posted a video on her Instagram of her dad saying, are you going to take Chris Fisher's surname?
Mm.
And she said, I can't do that because Amy Fisher is... a notorious murderer over in the States. She murdered her lover's wife when she was 17.
Young to get started.
Yeah, very young. And in murdering or?
Yeah, usually they
having a lover.
But mostly murdering. Usually they give it a few years before they launch into that career.
Okay.
Yeah.
What age is primo murdering age?
I'd say mid-20s to mid-30s is about prime time for murderers. Yeah.
Good to know. I'll jot that one down.
Yeah. Good info.
But that got me thinking about unfortunate names because she doesn't want to be Amy Fisher. Fair enough. She doesn't want to be known as a murderer.
Poor form by her not to take the man's name.
I mean, she could rebrand, you know, herself. Like she could... be the new good Amy Fisher, you know? So pulling an Amy Fisher would mean just being funny. So she could give it a crack.
Yeah. Just rewrite history.
Exactly.
You're not a murderer.
But it got me thinking about unfortunate names, married names.
Yeah.
And so I looked into it and I found a list of some unfortunate married couple combinations of names.
Yeah.
The first one that's come up is you're invited to the Gross Panty Wedding.
Is that even real?
Yep.
Gross Panty.
Yep. Brooke Gross and Kevin Panty of Rockland have announced their engagement.
Oh, great. So it's a combo.
Yeah. So if they were to hyphenate their names.
Yeah, the Gross Panty.
Yeah.
Been across a few of those.
Then Lisa Wacker and Greg Daly got engaged. So
what's that?
Wacker Daly.
Wacker Daly. Yeah.
Wedding.
Yeah.
Can't read the next one. That's too rude. This one's funny. This one's funny because it's just so lame. The Went Wedding and the Attaway Wedding. She went that away.
Oh, gold. I'm just looking at one here, Willie Stroker. I mean, that's just one person's name, Willie.
Oh, well, that's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
What about the Chuck and Diane Long announced the engagement of their daughter Kellyanne Long to Eric Paul Wee Wee. So you're invited to the Long Wee Wee Wedding.
I shouldn't find it. It's that funny.
So lame, but it's so great.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to talk about. Have you got an unfortunate name combination? Did you marry into a family, a name that, you know, made you a murderer?
Yeah.
Or just made people laugh, like the Long Wee Wee Wedding?
I just have an unfortunate name anyway, Phillips. My middle name is Lyon, but last name is Phillips. Just boring.
Yeah. Oh, but then like, I'm trying to think of a funny thing that you can make out of it. There's not much.
Nothing. You got nothing you can do with it.
Yeah,
wish
same
it was
with Chaney. My surname's Chaney.
Boring.
You can make heaps of gangster names out of it, like Two Chains, Eat Chains, and stuff.
You're the only person who's done that.
Get up with Tom and Ellie
on Hit.
We're talking unfortunate names.
Yes.
Because Amy Schumer, she got married. She was going to become Amy Fisher, But then Amy Fisher turned out to be a murderer.
Yeah.
And so she thought maybe not.
Not the best reputation to have.
It's like Kylie Jenner. She just had a baby, right? She called it Stormy. Mm. And now it's come out that Stormy is the name of the prostitute who Donald Trump paid off.
Yeah, right.
So he'd be a bit devo.
There was, where I came from, South Australia, I know this isn't too topical, but there was a brothel there.
I like how if we say it softer and slower, it's not as inappropriate.
It's still the same word. There was a brothel there called Stormy Summers. Stormy, so contentious name.
There you go.
Stormy.
Well, yeah, we are talking unfortunate name combinations. We ran through some engagement notices in the paper. Long Wee Wee was one of my favourites. Stood out. You're invited to the Long Wee Wee.
We had a few of those.
I mean, I haven't.
I don't know whether that redeems you or just makes you seem stranger.
I don't know. I just want to move on to Freddie. Freddie, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. I just wanted to say, well done to you guys for actually being half decent to listen to. I would say you've been a champ.
Thank you so much, Fred. That means a lot.
That is so nice to hear. Thank you.
The name is, I've got, I used to play basketball with his father. His name was Wayne. Last name was Kerr. I thought that was pretty ordinary.
I didn't know that actually existed. I've heard that as a joke before.
Yeah, no, actually, I used to play in the NBA back in the day.
And just say that name again.
Wayne and then last name Kerr.
Keep
it. Just had to hear you say it one more time.
Oh, Freddie, absolute legend. Do you know where Wayne Kerr is now? I have to say it slowly because we're on the radio.
Yeah, no, I reckon he's probably retired up in the hills somewhere, probably just doing something with a sock or something.
Good stuff, Fred.
Oh, Freddie, you're the best.
All right, that's all, guys.
Thanks so much for your calls.
Thank
See you,
you
later.
So much. See ya.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
Every morning here at work, we get an email from the company with, like, what's going on around the place at the moment.
Don't really reveal our secrets.
I mean, we also scour the internet and the newspapers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, but we do get a heads up on a couple of things that may be happening today.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And so we've learnt that today is apparently International Ask a Question Day.
What a thing to celebrate.
I hope you're all celebrating International Ask a Question Day appropriately today.
Yeah, I hope you're all asking probing questions.
Yeah, I think that the kind of premise of it is just walk down Wyndham Street and just be like, hey, how are you? Or like, where'd you get your shirt from? Or something.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been the intention in mind. Yeah. I think they would have been thinking, yes, Wyndham Street, ask about people's attire. That would have been the driving force behind this movement.
Yeah.
Why don't we let's just ask each other off the cuff a few just questions that are, you know, just bothering you.
Yeah, questions that are in your mind. All right, let's get some question-asking music on.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I'll kick it off. Hey, Tom, what's your favourite meat?
Where do I begin? In the food department, I would have to say steak.
Okay.
Like just, good steak.
I asked a friend that the other day and he said ostrich.
Ostrich? Mm. What is wrong with him?
Mm. Heaps of things.
Very eclectic. Ellie, what are your thoughts on airport bagels?
I love them.
Yeah.
I get nervous around them and I don't know why because I have never taken a drug in my life and I never have any on me. But, like, I'm just like, what are you going to sniff out?
Yeah. They're just performing their role beautifully, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they're just cute. I just want to give them a cuddle, but then you're not allowed to cuddle them, so it defeats the purpose.
Yeah, yeah. Foofing around the airport.
Foofing. Who says foofing?
I just made it up.
Okay. That was another question. I didn't even plan that one. Hey, Tom. Am I too old to eat rice bubbles?
Most definitely not.
Good.
Because you're 17, aren't you?
I mean, I look 17.
Yeah.
I'm slightly older.
Salvage what you can for breakfast in this business.
Okay.
Just do whatever is easy.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I'm going to have rice bubbles after the show.
Do it. Okay. Describe your feelings about self-serve checkouts, ?
I like them a lot.
Why?
I only get one question. Because you don't have to talk to anyone. And also, they don't judge me on my purchases. I get a carton of egg whites, and I always think that people judge me on that. So, no judgment. But also, I like the interaction sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's always weird if you go to the shops and buy protection, in inverted commas. Now, they
Stove. Yeah. Stove protector.
Great euphemism. Stove protection. They must have been checkout girls must have been briefed on playing it cool when you're buying that sort of stuff. They just keep a straight face and you go, just those things. Tonight's going to be a pretty wild night.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
Hey, 13, 12, 16, does your partner have a convenient memory? Do they forget to leave the toilet seat down? Or do they forget that as a man you don't like heaps of pillows in the bed and every day they put the goddamn pillows all over the bed?
Sounds like you're really bringing some issues to the surface right now.
I'm bringing all my issues to the table today.
Is it a therapy session or a memory chat?
Well, it is a memory chat because I was reading this study yesterday. Nothing like a good study.
Love
because
a study.
People create memories without realizing, and I believe this to be true, false memories. People can steal brothers' or their sisters' memories. Human memory constantly adapts and molds itself to fit the world. Often it's innocent, but you imagine a witness in a court case and, you know, it gets serious in times like that because you've created these memories that don't actually exist. I know that I've done it in the past. I know other people do it. This drew me to my relationship. Across the weekend, I was at home with Jessica and she has a memory like a sieve. Like, it just, she remembers nothing in the short term and the medium term. So I'm at home. She's not well. First couple of days, I'm there. I'm doing all the housework, you know, like washing, cleaning.
What a man.
What a mighty good man. yeah. And then the third day, my sister pops by. I've gotten sick myself. My sister comes by and Jessica goes, "Oh, it's a shame Tom's gotten sick. Because I was hoping you could help with the housework." And I was like, "Have you not seen the last 2 days? I've done everything. I did this, I did that, I hung out the line, blah, blah, blah." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, you did."
Oh.
And that is legitimate. She legitimately she actually forgot.
Yeah.
And then gentle reminder, and she remembered again. Also, you know, I would do throughout our relationship, I would have done all these romantic gestures like bloody poems and songs and over the journey.
Oh, cute.
And it'll, you know, at the time, it bodes well for the relationship. She, you know, obviously likes it. But then 2 weeks later, it's abolished. She will never remember it, like dead set.
But having said that, does it bode well for you if you do something bad? Does she forget about that or does she remember the bad stuff?
Actually, that's a very good point to raise because this is the man's dream, you see. All my mistakes are erased.
That's great. So she's not a grudge holder then?
Well, she doesn't know how because it doesn't exist.
She's but, like Dory.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
Every 3 seconds, "Hi, I'm Dory."
Yeah, so there are positives and negatives. Like my relationship is like 50 First Dates. You know that movie?
Yeah.
Like I'm starting over again every single day because it's like all the good stuff is erased. So I just start again. It's not like, "Oh, yeah, I remember the time you wrote the 50 things you love about me," or whatever.
Do you know what you should do then? You should just pretend that you've done stuff. You should be like, "Hey, remember last week when I spent $1,000 on dinner for us?" And you're like, "Oh, my God, I don't remember." "Well, I did. How could you not remember?"
I'll have to try that. She may be able to pull me up on that one.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
TV's Hit 96.9. You're waking up with Tom and Ellie. Love a bit of ignition on a Wednesday.
Oh, light me up.
Yeah,
Kelly.
Of course. Do you know who did light you up yesterday?
The waxing lady.
Yeah.
Lit up my chest on fire.
She did. Vicky from GoTafe, I should say.
Yeah.
She got in amongst your chest hairs, waxed them all off.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You stripped down. For the good of the show.
Yeah, for the good of the GV, everybody got to see my poor rig.
Yeah.
And
well, that wasn't that bad. Looks better now that there's no hair on it. That's for sure.
It's shining, but my chest is still on fire.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so you've compilated a little bit of a best of here of my pain episodes for the joy of the people out there.
Yeah, yeah. Look, if you missed it, here's how it went down.
It's just a message from my brain to my body.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a massage table.
Yeah,
am I getting a massage?
Oh, God.
Tom has taped up his nipples.
Just to protect them.
Your nipples.
I feel so weird and uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness, this is everything.
That's really hot wax. Oh, God. Please don't.
This is everything.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, God.
Why are you holding my heart?
No. There's literally blood coming out of his chest.
God. That was surprisingly painful.
I got to say, the noises that came out of your mouth yesterday were unlike nothing I've ever heard before. And remember the time that I made a noise unwittingly in the studio when I was rapping?
Oh, yeah.
And you remixed it?
I do, yeah. That felt good.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Well, here's a taste of your own medicine.
Oh, God!
Your nipples, your nipples. Your nipples, your nipples.
It's just a message from my brain to my body.
Why does my voice sound like that at the end?
You can't help it.
Yeah, but, mate, keep exfoliating. You don't want to get an ingrown. And thank you, publicly, I'm saying it, for taking one for the team. We got 20 calls. We got 20 plus calls last week.
Yeah, good involvement. Don't thank me, though, because you'll be next. So just expect something soon.
Oh, God, not looking forward to it.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
We are on the search for the Goulburn Valley's best bloke because we heard from him last week. His name is Alex. And what happened, Ellie, is he got around the chest waxing movement by becoming the 20th caller to call through. And when he called through, I thought it was my housemate, Alex, because he sounded a lot like him.
Yep.
And so we just proceeded to treat him as though he was my housemate. And we just said, oh, Alex, you know, we were saying, you know, how would you feel if bloody, blah, blah, you'll hear the call in just a second. But we spoke to him as if he was my housemate, and he went along with it. And then I spoke to my housemate, Alex, later that day. He said it wasn't him, and it blew my mind because this Alex went along with everything we said.
The bare-chested ranger is happening. Who's this?
Alex, bare-chested ranger.
Yes, Alex, guess what? You're our 20th caller.
Alex, no! This is my housemate, Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Ripper.
God,
I bloody love you, Alex. So you've been seeing Tom at home, stressing out about the waxing situation, and you thought, I'm going to get him.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio this morning. I thought I'd bring up and give it a go.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you've been the magic number for us.
Can't believe my own housemates have turned against me.
Do you know what? I wouldn't have thought that you would, Alex, because you have to see him with his shirt off when he, like, gets out of the shower and stuff. So if there's no hair on it, you're going to be blinded by his fluorescent white skin.
That'd be all right.
That's my favourite part when he's obviously cottoned on that we think that he's someone else, and he just goes,
out of your
eye. And you're talking about, you know, me coming out of the shower with my fluorescent skin out.
Yeah.
He must be thinking, this new show is tripped out.
Is this their thing that they just give you a character and you have to go along with it?
Yeah. And what you didn't hear there off air, I spoke about when I moved into my new house, my housemate Alex, he greeted me in his jocks, opened the door, and he said, thought you should see the rig. And so we put that to Alex, and he agreed with that as well, but it's not him.
Yeah.
That'd be
right. Yeah. That's what Alex does. He just goes along with it.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
Love that one. It's new from Post Malone. It's called Psycho on the GB's Hit 96.9. You're waking up with Tom and Ellie. If you can hear the sirens in the background of that, don't be alarmed. It's not the cops chasing you. There's just like weird sirens softly throughout that song.
It's not the fire department on their way to the station.
One of our colleagues just said, hey, guys, I've got some hot crust buns in the kitchen if you want them, which made our day.
Yeah, almost made our day until
Tom goes, I'll go put them on. Goes, puts them on. We come back, do the break about Alex, who we're still searching for, by the way, but didn't call. Alex, the guy who said this, the bare-chested. Oh, no, wait. This.
Out of your heart.
And so Tom goes to do the hot crust buns, and then...
Well, the toaster was rigged because it's one of those stupid old toasters where I put it on half strength, and so I think that's going to bake them nicely. I come back in, and then I walk back out to go get our hot cross buns, really excited about how well they're going to be baked, and the sales area is filled with smoke. Luckily, we haven't set off a fire alarm.
Very lucky. Or it wouldn't just be Post Malone's song. It'll be the actual fire department coming for us.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
It is Bad Friend Wednesday. That's what I'm trying to get at. And so I have been in contact with some of Tom's friends from his hometown of Adelaide.
Yeah.
We've grown up with Tom. They've seen him over the years at his best and at his worst.
Knowing them, they've absolutely screwed me here.
Well, last week you screwed me.
Yeah,
You got in contact with my friends from Perth and they went to town on me, told you all my deep, dark secrets, and then that ended up with me singing the song I sang at my Year 7 Talent Quest on the radio last week.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
Okay, let's get this over like a Band-Aid.
So nervous. You sent me a message last night saying, I am so nervous about what my friends have said about me.
Let's get this over like a Band-Aid.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
If I were to say that Elise had sent me a message. There's Elise, firstly.
Elise is my longtime friend from school. And, very close friend. She's seen a lot.
Okay, she has, because the message she sent me is very long. Okay, if I said the words Elise and then the words chicken shop, would that ring any bells?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I know we used to live next to a chicken shop.
Okay. So Elise has told me that there was a time that you went into a chicken shop.
Yes.
And you unknowingly had something drawn on your face.
Oh, okay.
Keep it clean. Tell the people what was drawn on your face.
Well, use your imagination. Here's what happened. Lisa and I had a big night.
Mm-hmm.
And from memory, we were all lying around in her bedroom, her mates and I, and I must have fallen asleep just for a little bit.
You were very tired.
Yeah, it would have been
probably
really
been exercising and stuff all day.
Really sleepy from exercising all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And someone has clearly drawn a phallic, you know, symbol on my face.
Like a rocket ship.
Yeah, like a rocket ship. I've woken up and gone, does anyone need anything to eat? And from memory, I've offered to go and they're like, yeah, Tom, absolutely. Could you go get something for us? And I've left the house with this giant rocket ship drawn on my face, ventured into the public. A lot of people give me funny looks. I've gone to the chicken shop and bought some chips. Have I?
Still unbeknownst to the piece of art that was on your face?
No idea. And they've served me. They've served me and given me a really strange look. You know, when someone's assessing your face and you're like, why are they looking at me strange? I mean, I was paranoid enough with the way I felt that morning. I bought the food, a few wry smiles in the shop, brought the food home, and everybody played it cool. And I continued to live out my day with a giant rocket ship on my face.
How big are we talking? Are we talking like Apollo 13 or are we talking like the Mars rover?
Oh, yeah. So it began at the top of my forehead and finished down near my mouth.
Oh, so it was vertical.
Yeah.
I was picturing across the forehead because, you know, that would make you a something head.
Yeah, no, I think it was like just a giant
one. Right, up and down.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that was story number one. I wasn't going to do story number two. But, well, to tell you the truth, I spoke to six of your friends and five out of six of them mentioned the rocket ship. Not that particular rocket ship stories, but stories involving rocket ships.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to pick out the one that didn't.
Bastards.
And say the words, big day out to you.
Big day out.
Big day out.
I'll need another clue. Yep, I'll need another clue.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
More clues. You met a girl.
Met a girl, big day out. And then what happened?
You met a girl and you were pretty keen on her.
Yeah.
And you thought, maybe this could go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then she gave you her number.
Okay.
And you sent her a message. Is this really not bringing... Is Dale making stuff up?
No. I do. This does spark something, but I just need one more clue. Then what unfolded after that?
You sent her a message.
Really?
And that's the end of the story. Okay, I'm going to read this to you because this is hilarious. I laughed so hard when I read this.
Oh, my God.
So Tom gets this girl's number. I mean, I can't believe you don't remember this. He gets this girl's number and his mates dare him to send her a message like a bit of a stalker. And so instead of potentially pursuing this romance, who was apparently, she's apparently a really cute girl.
Parking ticket?
No.
Okay, keep going.
God, how many frothies had you had? He writes to this girl that he's just met. Hi, this is Tom. We met at the big day out earlier today. I've never met anyone like you before in my life, and I feel we'll share an everlasting connection. I've never felt a love like this, and your smile makes me happy. I'm willing to give this relationship a go, but only under some strict conditions. I will not tolerate you talking to other guys, and you must let me know of your whereabouts at all times.
Yeah.
I demand frequent updates. Does that ring a bell?
Yes. Now, ding, 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 yes, because my friend and I had this in joke because obviously, we're very attuned to women.
Of course.
And the last thing that you would want to hear from a guy is that that they can have no sexual history and that you want to know of their whereabouts with surveillance cameras at all times.
And that you've just met them and they're saying, I really think that this has the potential to go somewhere. I've never met someone like, come on, man.
There's nothing more attractive than a man who wants to throw himself headfirst into a marriage.
Get up with Tom and Ellie. On Hit.